A medical expert recently said that listening to the Ron Van Dam Show can improve your IQ. Okay, her area of expertise is toe fungus, and she said it in a bar, drunk, to Ron. But still, a medical expert said so. You and your toe fungus are listening to the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Oh boy.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hold on a minute, hold on, hold on, hold on, I'll start talking in a minute, hold on. Okay, now we start. Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam. Thank you for being here. If there were a police lineup and I was in the police lineup, I'd be the one all the way to the left. Just saying, hope it doesn't happen, but just in case. You look lovely today. I'm trying to be nice. What is this, Wednesday? Again? Wasn't it just Wednesday last week? Yeah, about a week ago it was Wednesday, right? Am I right? Yeah. God. Can't we mix it up a little bit? Why does it have to be Wednesday in the middle of every week? What's going on with that? Well, I will try to be lightheartedly amusing in the wake of all this horrible world tragedy going on. Very, very disappointing, but yet, let's try to continue with our lives, shall we? Well, thanks for stopping by. You're really nice. Oh, man. Yeah. You know what? I grew up in a generation of love and peace. Yeah, I know. We really thought that that would be the direction of the world when we were back there in the 70s. And, yeah, okay. Well, we tried. I mean, you know, the love and peace was nice for a short period of time. Anyway, welcome to the program. Yeah, I know. Well, let's move beyond. Starting to see the pumpkins all over the place, huh? Yeah. Everything's pumpkinized now. We're in the pumpkinization season of the year. Everything has pumpkins in it. I saw a woman walking down the street with little pumpkins on her shirt, and I felt like saying, too much, excuse me, go home, change your clothes, too much. Pumpkins, pumpkin beer. I don't like beer, as I said on the show many times, not that you care, but I don't like beer because I get gassy quite easily, and that could be a problem, not for me so much, but for you. So I don't like beer, but now there's the pumpkin beer, which to me does not taste like pumpkin at all. I don't understand it. It's not orange, and it's not pumpkin-y. I don't get it. Ron, no, it does taste like pumpkin. What? It does not. Stop it. You're imagining pumpkin beer because they say it's pumpkin beer, but it's not. Yeah, but they put salt on the rim. Oh, okay. Actually, it's sugar, isn't it? It's not salt. That's a margarita. I'm getting my drinks confused. They put sugar on the rim. Sorry. Okay, I'm sorry, all right? I'm sorry. I said the wrong word. I'm sorry. Pumpkins all over the place. Decorations of pumpkins. These fat orange gourds. No, not Trump. No. I'm talking about pumpkins. Yeah, I know. They're all over. They're all over. Everybody's having the fall harvest festivals where people stand in a field and go, oh, I'm in the middle of a field. It's a fall harvest festival. And there's music by people that can't sing too well or think they can. And there's little booths that are set up where they try to sell you things like jars of honey or jewelry that looks like it was won from a carnival. You know, someone knocked the bottles down with a ball and, oh, okay, here's some jewelry. You know, that kind of jewelry. Yeah, and then there's, of course, the pumpkin beer. You've got to have the pumpkin beer. And again, doesn't have to be pumpkin beer. You just have to say that it is. Well, this doesn't taste like pumpkin beer. Oh, it is. It is. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. It's the fall feeling. It's the feeling of falling, free falling. That's it. Next month it's already Thanksgiving, where we're going to sit at a table with people that we don't really care for, and they're even related to us. In some situations, in some families. Actually, the bigger the family, the more the chance is that someone in it is absolutely nuts and annoying. Chances are higher. The percentages are greater. But it's not Thanksgiving yet, so I'm not going to get into it. This is the fall harvest season. This is when they reap the cranberries from the cranberry bogs. I live in Massachusetts. There's a lot of cranberry bogs. And they're quite beautiful with those purplish red berries and these large reapers, grim reapers, actually. They lift the cranberries out and put them in a can, and there you have it. I don't know. Do you ever have a cranberry that didn't have any sweetness involved? Oh, it is so tart. It actually introverts your face. It inverts it, not introvert. For introverts, it inverts your face. You pucker so much that your mouth comes out of the back of your head. That's how much you pucker. I said pucker. Anyway, it's the fall season. Plenty of pumpkins, plenty of pumpkins. You can go down to your supermarket or any place and buy a pumpkin and stick it somewhere. When I was younger, I don't think they do this anymore. I guess they do. I don't know. I'm not young anymore. But when I was a kid, my father, one of the few things he ever did with me, we used to hollow out the pumpkin. We used to get a little pumpkin, and then we'd put some newspaper down on the kitchen table, and my father would get a knife, which is not something that was really very pleasant to see. People holding knives, I don't know, just I got a thing against that. I don't like it. A knife can be a weapon, so I don't know. But anyway, my father would cut the top of the pumpkin, make a little lid, and then scoop out the inside of the pumpkin, and then with his handy knife, he would make a face. And every year, I mean, I always thought that pumpkin resembled somebody in my family, but never said that. Never said it out loud, but I always thought it. And then he'd stick a candle inside. And for an entire month, our house smelled like rotten squash. I don't know. It's amazing that civilization actually survived some of these holidays. And you put open flame candles inside of a rotting piece of squash. And that's tradition. Remember Christmas trees? Oh my God, remember them? There were no fake trees. They were all real, and we didn't have real electricity, or some people thought, I mean, not we, I mean, I'm not that old, but we as a civilization didn't have electricity, or we still thought that putting little candles on the branches of the Christmas tree was a pretty thing and a good idea to do. Can you imagine the house fires that must have ensued? Oh my God. Of course, now we have technological Christmas trees. The lights can change colors. They can dispense alcoholic beverages. I mean, trees do amazing things now, of course, for $500 a tree. But it's not time for that either, so I'm not going to talk about that either. I'm going to focus on the pumpkin thing. Halloween's coming, baby. Halloween is at your doorstep. I don't know why I'm talking like that. I don't remember if I talked about this before, but it is, it's the theme of today's program. It's a problem. It's also the, well, in my mind, the fact of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please prepare yourselves. It is that time again for Ron's Fact of the Day.
I love that voice. I love that. I wish I could play that everywhere I go. Wait, Ron's going to talk. Wait, he's going to play the little jingle about the fact of the day. He's going to say something important. I love that. I love that idea. The movie Saw. What? Have you seen the Saw movie? Excuse me? Have you seen Saw? Seesaw? Isn't that a little thing that kids play with? Or they go up and down. Have you seen Saw? I don't understand what you're saying. There's a movie called Saw. Have you seen it? Have I saw it? Did I saw seen? Did you see Saw? I mean, did you see Saw? Well, when I was a kid, yeah. No, did you see the movie Saw? Oh, yes, I did see Saw. Did you see Saw 10? What? Did you see Saw 10? I don't understand what you're saying. Is this an Abbott and Costello routine? Who's on first? Did you see Saw 10? Are you speaking English? Saw 10 is a new movie. The Saw series of movies. I saw a series of movies. Did you see the Saw series? I don't understand what you're saying. Tobin Bell. Oh, okay. Tobin Bell. I don't know if he's any relation to Kristen Bell. Probably. Are those the only two people on the planet with a last name of Bell? Probably not. There's Alexander Graham. Is Alexander Graham Bell related to Kristen Bell or Tobin Bell? I doubt it. Anyway, Tobin Bell, he plays a psychopathic killer. Oh, fun. Good times. Good times. Killing. Oh, sure. Why? Seems to be the thing these days. So he plays a psychopathic killer. And what he does, he tortures these people. And you see it on the big screen. I mean, what better place to see torture than on a big screen? He cuts their head off, makes them bleed, has their arms dangling, shoves things into their eye sockets. It's a good time. Get your bucket of popcorn and watch Carnage. It's fantastically disgusting to the point where you'll be so squeamish you'll run out screaming. Good times. Saw 10 is one of the most disgusting movies ever produced. Whoever produced this movie should be in the movie Saw 10 and tortured because you shouldn't be doing this. And you have, look, if you go to any of the Saw movies, especially Saw 10, yeah, I saw 9. No. It's the 10th Saw. 10th Saw to the left or 10th Saw to the right? No. Oh, my God. Saw 10, yes, is especially horrible and difficult to watch because it's so disgusting. If you can't wait to see the newest Saw movie, then there might be something wrong with you. Figure this out. Why would you want to see this kind of carnage blown up in front of your face for which you have to pay money? Why would you do that? If you saw this kind of carnage in real life, you would throw up, at least, at the very least. Why do you sit in front of a movie screen and watch this realistically horrible, torturous situation? you have to start asking yourself questions. What is it within your personality that makes you want to see a movie like this? In the olden days, you didn't see violence in the movies. You saw inferred violence. You didn't see people being stabbed with their skin opening up and their guts spilling out. You simply saw the motion of the hand, but you didn't see the actual stabbing. And that was scary enough for us back then. But now, for some reason, we have to be as graphic as possible to show off our technology of how we can display torture and carnage in a pleasing and entertainment way. You need to start questioning yourself. What am I doing? What am I doing? Why would people make movies like this? Should they be banned? No, I don't believe in that. But if people say, I'm not seeing that stuff, I'm not going to purposely see that kind of stuff and have it baked in my brain, this horrible carnage and torture and disgusting, and I'm not going to have that baked in my brain, then they wouldn't make movies like that because nobody would show up to watch them. But as long as people like you show up to watch these movies and pay to see them, they'll keep making them. See, that's the way this is supposed to work. You don't cancel things out. You simply say, as en masse, as a group, I'm not going to watch that anymore. I'm not going to read that anymore. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to buy that anymore. And then these businesses go out of business, and that's how society is supposed to take care of itself. Same with voting, right? That's supposed to be a reflection of the people's. Well, that's the same thing with products and movies and things like that. If people stop going to them or stop buying them, they won't do them anymore. And that's the way it's supposed to work. So, you have to be a bit more discerning. Now, you don't have to join a Facebook group thing, in order to do this. You, as an individual, must say, I don't want to see films like that anymore, and I am not going to them. Well, neither am I, Bob. You know, you're right.
Well, neither am I, Mary.
That's my female voice.
Neither am I, Mary. I'm not going either. Let's go see something else.
I'll tell you what a sap I am. And I'm not a sap, but, you know, in the general civilization terms, I might be. I like a good rom-com. Really, Ron? What? Yeah, I like people who express emotions to each other on the movie screen, fall in love or whatever, maybe have some conflict involved where they have an argument. The soup's too cold or something. And then at the end, someone runs to the airport and stops the other person from going away for the rest of their lives. And they hug and they kiss and they know that they're in love. And that makes me a little verklempt. It makes me it brings a tear to my eye. Like, because that's beautiful to me. Two people bonding after something horrible happened in their relationship, and now they're together and finally realize that they're, that's like bond. It's like that's nice. I like to be emotionally moved in a happy way. In other words, the tears reflect happiness. Those are the kind of movies I like. And I know it sounds girly, but it's not. It's human. We call that human. We don't call it girly. We call it human. Because girls are human. They have emotions. That's human. Men try to hide them. Oh, I can't show that I'm crying. I can't show that emotion. Why not? Can you not show that you're human? Are you trying to show that you're just a piece of cardboard? Show your emotions. Not anger, but love and feeling. Those are emotions too, and those are even stronger than anger, because anger is destructive, as the world is showing us right now. In war, in politics, anger and hate is destruction. Running to the airport to hug somebody and tell them that you love them brings a tear, and that's a nice thing. That's the opposite. Okay, we're going to take a break. I feel like I'm the Pope all of a sudden. I'm pontificating. Seriously, man. No, seriously, I'm not kidding. We'll be right back after this short word about, well, weird stuff.
Studies show that 1 in every 8 Americans suffers from icky personal stuff. From the embarrassing to the grotesque. From the what is this to the oh my God, what is that? Chances are someone you know, or maybe even you, are dealing with icky personal stuff right now. But there is help. If you or someone you love has icky personal stuff happening, call the Icky Personal Stuff Hotline at 1-899-YOU. That's 1-899-399-9999. Talk with trained counselors who can assess and recommend help for whatever icky personal stuff you may be going through, no matter where it's coming from or what it looks or smells like. And don't worry and don't be embarrassed. Our non-judgmental icky personal stuff counselors are familiar with many of the more common and, frankly, uncommon things that can happen to various parts of the body. Seriously, these people have seen some unpleasant shit. Chunky things, oozy things, flaky things. This one guy who had fluids coming out of places most people don't even know they have. Fluids that his dog actually ran away from. Believe us, you may think you have it bad, but they've seen worse. Most likely. So don't wait until your icky personal stuff becomes tragic. And believe us, it does. Just ask the lady who basically fused to her living room couch and they had to use a blowtorch really carefully to melt whatever it was that was like caked between her and the couch, and it was coming out of this like hole the size of a half dollar, and it let out this high-pitched squeal when it came free of the fabric, like when you release a balloon real slow, that yeah, that happened. So before it happens to you, call the Icky Personal Stuff Hotline, 1-899-YOU. Call now, especially if there's like blue stuff on you. Like if you leave bread out too long, that color blue. Yeah, call today.
Wow. That shook my world. I don't want to have a guest today. Do you have icky personal stuff? I think we all do. But that's one thing. We don't talk about that stuff. We cover it up. Oh, I got something on my arm. It's oozing something. I guess it's a scab of some sort that just, you don't discuss that. That's not sexy. You don't discuss things like that. And you don't go to the doctor. If you go to the doctor and show them that strange thing on your arm, and their reaction is, ew, that's not good. That's a doctor that's probably seen it all, but doesn't want to talk about your little ew thing. It's awful. We all have that icky personal stuff. The guy's right. We just, I have a dermatologist. I have a team of doctors. Not because I really need them. It's because they have been placed upon me by the medical world. It's not enough to have a doctor anymore. You have to have a team of doctors. You need a team. You need people. You need medical people around you. So I have my family doctor, which they call internal medicine. I don't understand what that even is. I don't think they do either. General practitioner? I don't even know. So I see my regular doctor twice a year because they need to put their kids through college. So I see them, and then I have a dentist who shames me every time I show up, yells at me for not taking care of my mouth, and as a result, they stick their hands into my mouth and do what they want there with construction cones. I don't care for that. And then I also have a dermatologist. who looks at my icky personal stuff. And I see her every once in a while. We're still dating, I guess. So we're medically dating, I suppose. Then, because I have reached the 50-year-old line of life, I have, like, every once in a while, a colonoscopy every, like, what, 27 years or something. So I have one of those gastroenterology boblogly people who very handily shove a camera and a tube up my ass after cleaning me out. I have one of those. What else do I have? Oh, God, I have an optometrist, an eye doctor, for those that don't know how to spell that, who checks my eyes once a year, maybe even twice. Who knows? I don't even remember. But, you know, the older you get, the more eye problems you have. You know, that's what it's, and some people have eye problems even when they don't get old yet. And that's just the way we do it. So I have one of those in my pocket as well. There's probably some other doctors that I'm not even aware of who probably come into my room in the middle of the night and start probing me. Oh, wait, those are the aliens. So, yeah, I have a team. I tip them all around Christmas as well. I don't think I'm supposed to, but they don't say no. So there you go. I have a letter carrier, a postal employee who drives her truck to my mailbox every weekday and sometimes Saturdays with various magazines that I did not order. I don't know how I am subscribing to these things when I never did to begin with, but I don't know who to call to stop these things. So, yeah, do I get mail? Yes. Do I get magazines? You bet. And I don't even know what the magazines are. Doorknobs Today. I mean, I didn't subscribe to that. I'm not into doorknobs personally. I know somebody probably is, but I don't know why I'm. And my name's on the label. I thought it was a mistake. It's very strange magazines. A lot of cooking magazines. I do love to cook. I consider myself to be quite a chef, actually, to be honest with you. I'm bragging right there, but. Yeah, so I get the food magazines, and I glance through them, and half the time I say, well, I could do all these things. I don't need a magazine to show me how to put a piece of chicken on a plate. I mean, seriously? No, Ron, plating is very important. Oh, shut up. I use parsley. I put parsley on top of everything. It makes it look fancy. You know what I'm doing. Tell me. Yeah, I got a team of people, man. I got teams. I got someone who delivers the paper to me every Sunday. Every Sunday I get the Sunday paper, which is why they call it Sunday, the Sunday paper. I get the Boston Globe. Used to get the New York Times, but they were throwing that paper on my roof and into the bushes, so I said, no, enough of that. So I get the Boston Globe. They're not much better, but what the hell. So I got a team of people that throw newspapers at my house. Sometimes their aim isn't too great. Sometimes it's acceptable. Yeah. Got a bartender. Go to the bar, sit down on the stool. Bartender comes over. Got one of those. They're all different ones. Got a large team of bartenders. They know me by name. When a bartender knows you by name, you should really start seeing somebody. Yes, I think I'm drinking too much. Why do you think you're drinking too much? All the bartenders know my name. It's like they talk to me like we're friends or something. Hey, Ron, how you doing? Good to see you. I don't know you. I don't even know your last name. I don't even know your first name. They're just sucking up to me for tips. And that's life, ladies and gentlemen. People just sucking up to you for tips. Okay, that's about it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. But until that time arrives, I do wish you peace.